And we're back here with the boys' game. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these fine Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, also by Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis. And now let's take you back down to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's boys game. With the play-by-play, here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Hey, thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the boys' turn, as Dave said, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the South Shelby Cardinal. It'll be P.J. Smith, a 5'10", a junior. Zayden Wood, 6'3", a junior. Trey Countryman, at 6'1", a junior. Cam Terraney, 6'1", a sophomore. And Eli Carter, 6'4", and a junior. Landon West, P.J. Smith. Landon Wood, Trey Countryman, Chance Rainey, and Eli Carter. And the Cardinals go 5'10", 6'3", 6'1", 6'1", and 6'4", 6'10", coached by Dalton Armantrout. For Schuyler County, it's going to be Taylor Windy, a sophomore, Cooper Amon, a junior, Kevin Small, a senior, Ryan Paris, a junior, and Noah Newland, a senior. And we're set to play basketball in this boys' game. It'll be Ryan Paris, the jump center, against Eli Carter. As the ball is up, tip, it's controlled by South Shelby. As Countryman with the basketball will bring it across the timeline for the Cardinal. As Schuyler County comes out in a 1-2-2 zone. They get it to P.J. Smith, back to Countryman. Now in the corner, three on the way, bullseye by Zayden Wood. 3-0. South Shelby with the lead. Schuyler County with the basketball as Kevin Small across the timeline gets it to Newland, top of the key. Now Windy on the left wing. Kevin Small will try to answer. No good. And off of the rebound is Wood. Wood gives the ball to Rainey on the left wing. Down to Carter on the left baseline. Back to Rainey. The Countryman on the right wing. In the right corner goes to Smith. Back to Countryman, deep right wing. To Wood. Now three-pointer out of the corner. Bullseye by Chance Rainey. Rainey hits a three. And quickly, 6-0, South Shelby with the lead. Trevin Small with the basketball to Newland on the left wing to Windy. They get it inside to Paris. He kicks it back out to Small to Newland. Now Cooper Amon inside. He goes to Paris, lays it out and got it. Nice play by Schuyler County. 6-2. It's full court pressure by the Rams. Wood with the basketball. They give it to Carter. Carter puts a shot up from the right block. No good. And Cooper Amon off the rebound to Small. Small will back off on the right wing. Now Windy will try a three. No good. And Smith comes out with a long rebound. Smith down the near sideline. Smith gives the ball to Countryman on the right wing. Bounce pass in the right corner to Rainey. Rainey gets it inside to Carter. Missed the shot again. Now gets it back. Puts it back up and in. Eli Carter with 2 points. 8-2. South Shelby is the lead. Trevin Small across the timeline to Windy on the right wing beyond the arc. Windy skips it to the left wing to Small. Small cut off on the baseline. Kicks it out to Ryan Ferris. Backs off in the left corner. Inside to Newland. Newland gives it to Small. They kick it around to Newland on the right wing. Now Small. Inside the fair from the dotted line. 10-foot jumper, no good. And Countryman off the rebound. As Trey Countryman takes it to the deep right wing. Rainey has it. That's Wood, rather, in the corner. Smith. Now Rainey in the left corner. To Countryman on the right side of the circle. Smith. Smith starts in. Puts up a 5-footer, no good. Cale Windy off the rebound. Windy to the free throw line. To Cooper Amon. At the top of the key, bounce fast to Small for three. On the way, in and out, no good. And Countryman off the rebound. As Countryman will bring it across the timeline. Countryman to the top of the key. No look past to Smith in the, on the left baseline. Back to Countryman, top of the key. Countryman gives the ball to Wood on the right wing beyond the arc to Countryman, top of the key. Then we'll see the free throw line. Now Smith will try a three. No good. And Noah Newland off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Cooper Amon. Amon will take it right down in the paint. Lost the handle on the basketball. Countryman couldn't quite pick it up. Picked up by Carter, and he's tied up by Ferris. Alternating possession stays with Schuyler County. So Cale Wendy will inbound underneath his own basket. As Wendy gets the ball to Ferris in the right corner. Ferris back to Wendy in the right corner. Kicks it out to Small between the two circles. Small, one dribble back to Wendy on the right wing. Wendy back to Newland between the two circles. Now Ferris free throw line. Wendy will step into a three on the way. Bullseye! 3-pointer for Cale Wendy, and it's 8-5. Schuyler County pressing. As with the basketball, they give it to Rainey on the right wing. Inside to Carter on the left block. Off glass, missed it. And Noah Newland off the rebound. Newland in a hurry. Pulls up top of the key to Wendy at the top of the key. Inside to Ferris. Kicks it back out to Small. 3-pointer on the way out of the left corner. No good. Ferris with the rebound. Put the back up and in. 4 points for Ryan Ferris. Little 5-0 run by Schuyler County. As Wood gives it to Countryman. Now Smith on the left wing. He'll wide open. Three on the way. No good. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound. To Cale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. 8-7. South Shelby with the lead. Schuyler with the basketball. It's Small. To Wendy on the left wing. It's Small between the two circles. Out pops Ferris. Now Wendy will drive the left baseline. Puts up 10-foot jumper. Got it. First lead of the ball game for Schuyler County, 9-8. 5 points for Cale Wendy. Countryman brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Jumps in the paint. That kicks it off to Wood. Lays it off glass. It got it. 5 points for Jaden Wood. 10-9. South Shelby back on top. 2:45 left to play in the first quarter. As Small bounce past to Newland on the left wing. Out pops Wendy at the top of the key to Newland. Newland beyond the arc on the left wing. Bounce past to Ferris, left side of the circle. Now Wendy will try another three. Bullseye! 8 points for Cale Wendy. In the backcourt against Frazier. Wood, that's Countryman to Smith. Back to Countryman. Countryman will take it to the top of the key. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Untied to wide open Rainey. Chance Rainey with 5 points. It's 14-10. Schuyler County with the lead. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 2:07 left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 14. South Shelby 10. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
Are you tired of renting? Or does the idea of owning your own home seem like just a dream? Let Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri help make your dream a reality. Our experienced lending staff would be happy to help you work towards your dreams in any of our 7 locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland. Everyone needs a place to call home, and it's our job to get you moving into yours. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School is correcting the scoreboard. We're tied at 12. 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler with the basketball. Little pressure in the backcourt by South Shelby. Yes, into the ball game is Jaron Durbin. Now, ball is loose on the floor, picked up by Ferris to Wendy. As Wendy gets the ball to Connor Smith in the ball game. Small on the right wing, Wendy on the left wing, cut off on the left baseline. Connor Smith will try a three, bullseye. 3 points for Connor Smith, 15-12. Schuyler with the lead as Durbin with the basketball in the back against Frazier. Durbin will bring it across the timeline, dribbles into a double team, bounce past the Countryman at the top of the key. Countryman gets it inside to Rainey, puts it up and in. Chance Rainey with 7 points. Giving the assist to Eli Carter. Here comes Wendy across the timeline to Small on the left wing inside to Ferris. Now Smith in the left corner to Small on the left wing. Gets it inside to Ferris. Back to Wendy. Now Connor Smith tried to make a move around Chance Rainey, and Rainey's going to pick up the foul. As Mason Humphrey in the ball game for Schuyler County. So Connor Smith will inbound underneath his own basket. Smith gives the ball to Wendy in the right corner. Now Humphrey back to Smith in the right corner. Kicks back out to Small to Ferris on the left side of the circle to Small. Now Humphrey between the two circles, a Small on the deep left wing, back to Wendy to Humphrey on the left wing. Inside it goes to Ferris. Kicks it back to Humphrey. He'll try a three. No good. And Carter comes off with a rebound as he gets it out to Durbin. Durbin ahead to Rainey, to Wood. Now Durbin will try a three. I think somebody got a hand on it. I think Ferris got the hand on it. And Connor Smith off the rebound. Down to 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler on top, 15-14 with the basketball. Wendy gives it a Small on the right wing to Smith on the right corner. Kicks it out to Wendy on the left wing. Left corner to Small. Now Humphrey at the top of the key to Wendy. Wendy gives it a Small, wide open three on the way. Bullseye! As Trevin Small with 3 points, and that's the end of the first quarter. Look to score. Schuyler County 18, South Shelby 14. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you'll love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to around 14 tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 33 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows around 5 above. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 20. 35 Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 20.
Back at Schuyler County High School. As we start the second quarter of South Shelby with the basketball, Countryman has it between the two circles, looks for some help, gives it to Wood. Wood gets it out to Rainey. Now Durbin will take it to the block, lays it up, missed it, but do the foul, and the foul may be on Cooper Amon. Yep, Cooper Amon's the one that picked up the foul. That's his first, and it'll send Jaron Durbin to the line. He'll shoot a pair. Looks for his first points of the ball game. Shots on the way. No good. 7:42 left to play in the first half. As Rainey will check out into the ball game will come Case Ratliff. Second shot up. No good. And Cooper Amon off the rebound. Gives it to Wendy. Wendy down to Humphrey in the left corner. Free throw line, it goes to Smith. Smith's five-footer got it from the dotted line. 5 points for Connor Smith. 20-14, Schuyler with the lead, pressured by Schuyler County. As Ratliff gives the ball to Durbin. Durbin splits a double team. Now Countryman on the left wing, in the left corner to Wood. Gets it inside to Carter. And an offensive foul on Eli Carter. I think he'd have been all right, but he lowered the shoulder and knocked over Noah Newland. So it'll be just half-court man-to-man for South Shelby as Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy gives it to Newland on the right wing in the right corner to Wendy. He'll try a three. No good. And Wood comes off with the rebound. Gives it to Durbin, and Durbin down the far sideline in a hurry. Pulls up on the right wing, on the right baseline, Carter. Carter fans back out in the corner, trying to no-look pass to Wood, stole away by Schuyler County. And out with it comes Connor Smith. to Nolan Newland. Between the two circles to Wendy, then Newland on the right wing, beyond the arc. Newland looks for somebody. Is it a Cooper Amon at the top of the key? Give and go to Wendy, takes it to the hoop, puts up a shot, partially blocked, and Carter comes away with it. Carter gives the ball to Rainey on the way. No good. Well, that's Kumpelman, rather. And off the rebound, Kale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy gives it to Smith on the right wing. Smith, ball high over his head. Finds Amon at the free throw line. Wendy thought about the three. Now Humphrey will try a three. No good, airballed it. And Wood comes out with it. Wood gives the ball to Durbin. Durbin will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Bounce pass inside. Tried to find Wood, and Wood didn't see it coming. They bounced it right to Kale Wendy. So Wendy has it along the timeline. Out pops Humphrey. To the left wing, it goes to Newland. Newland gives it back to Humphrey. Humphrey takes it to the right wing. Newland between the two circles to Humphrey. Humphrey tried to get it inside to Cooper Amon. And now Durbin almost stole it away and tied up by Humphrey. Alternating possession comes back to Schuyler County. Trevin Small will check in. Kale Wendy checked out. Ryan Ferris checks back in for Schuyler County. Trevin Small will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Countryman. They give it to Humphrey on the right wing. Now the left corner. Trevin Small for three. Bullseye. 6 points for Trevin Small. In the backcourt is Ratliff. Gives it to Countryman. Countryman from the dotted line with the left hand. Missed his shot. And a rebound comes down to Countryman. And what's on the foul? I think it's going to be on Noah Newland. The way for Joel Shipman. And Noah Newland did pick up the foul. That's his first. So it'll be Wood to inbound underneath his own basket. As in the ballgame, Elliott Sevitz. And Mason Humphrey checks out for Schuyler County. 5 minutes left to play in the first half. 23-14, Scotty with the lead. Wood looks for somebody. Gets it out to Countryman. Jaden Baker now in the ball game. Gets it to Durbin on the left wing. Countryman between the two circles. As Countryman thought about the three, didn't take it. Bounce fast to Ratliff on the right wing. Now back to Baker. Takes it to the house. Puts it up. Got it. Jaden Baker, strong move, has 2 points. Trevin Small will bring it across the timeline. Small to the top of the key. Now Sevitz takes it along the baseline, kicks it back out to Ryan Ferris. Ferris running 10-footer, missed it, and Baker off the rebound. Baker gives it to Durbin. Durbin to Ratliff. On the right wing, skips it to the left corner to Baker. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Ratliff with the rebound, lays it up, got it. Case Ratliff with 2 points. A little 4-0 run by South Shelby, 23-18. Scott with the lead in the basketball. As Sevitz had the ball slapped out of his hands and out of bounds by Baker. Landon West will check in, and Durbin will check out. The last touch by Schuyler. Pressure by Schuyler County. Ratliff in the backcourt. Gets the ball ahead to West. West gives it to Baker at the free throw line. Makes a bad pass, stolen away by Connor Smith. To Noah Newland. Newland across the timeline. Small between the two circles. Now Sevitz on the right wing. Gets it inside. Ryan Ferris puts a little 5-footer up. Missed it. And Baker off the rebound. To Wood. Now West for three. Bullseye! Landon West makes it 23-21. Schuyler County with the lead. 7-0 run by South Shelby. Noah Newland has it between the two circles to the left wing. Still with the dribble, looks for somebody. Finds a wide open. Ryan Ferris lays it off glass and got it. And give Newland the assist. 6 points for Ferris. Countryman with the double team. Who takes it to the hoop. Lays up the shot. Blocked by Connor Smith. Now Baker will try a three. No good. whistling a foul, and the foul's going to be on Case Rattler. So Rattler picks up his first foul. Intercept check back in. Chance Rainey and Wood will check out. Also, Newland and Ryan Ferris check out. Cooper Amon checks in. Cooper Amon checks back in. And Cale Wendy, there he is. So Connor Smith between the two circles. The Wendy on the left wing. Gets it inside to Cooper Amon. Amon takes it to the house, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Rainey. That's his second. So the first points of the night for Cooper Amon. Now Schuyler County on a little 4-0 run. As Amon eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Cooper Amon. Back to a 7-point Schuyler County lead as West with the basketball to Countryman. Countryman between the two circles to West on the left wing beyond the arc. Lost the ball. Picked up by Wendy. Wendy will outrun everybody. And now he gives the ball up to Connor Smith. Missed a little 5-footer. And Baker with a rebound. Baker gets the ball out to Ratliff. Ratliff in trouble. Gives it to Baker off glass. Got it. 4 points for Baker. 28-23. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the half. Schuyler County is leading the basketball at 7. Gets the ball to Wendy. Wendy is whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Trey Countryman. So Countryman picks up his first foul. That's a 15 foul against Sal Shelby. As back in the ball game, Ryan Ferris as Elliot Sevitz will set down. It'll be Cooper Amon underneath his own basket inbound. Gets it to Cale Wendy between the two circles. Now Small has it on the right wing. Small, couple of dribbles, gives it back to Wendy on the deep left wing. Wendy gives the ball to Connor Smith on the left wing. Smith looks inside, gets the ball to Wendy, gives it back to Smith, puts up the shot, no good. Wendy with a rebound, tried to put the shot up, blocked out of bounds by Jaden Baker. So it'll be Schuyler basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Cale Wendy will inbound to Ferris in the right corner to Small. Now Connor Smith, the left corner to Wendy. Small from the dotted line, 10-foot jumper, missed it, airballed it, and Baker comes away with it. Gets it out to Rainey, back to Baker. Baseball pass to West in the left corner for 3, no good. And the rebound, it goes out of bounds, last touch by Connor Smith. 1:11 left to play in the first half. 28-23, Schuyler with the lead. West will inbound underneath his own basket. Looks for somebody, gets the ball out. The Countryman. Countryman, fall away, 10-foot jumper. No good. Ryan Ferris off of the rebound. To Cooper Amon. And now Cale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Sal Shelby. As Wendy, guarded by Countryman, to Small. Now Connor Smith underneath it goes to Wendy. Reverse layup, missed it. And Baker comes away with it. Gives it to Countryman. Countryman to the left wing. Rainey in the left corner, tried to force it inside, stolen away by Connor Smith. Schuyler County has it with 35 seconds left to play in the half. As Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy gives the ball to Cooper Amon. Free throw line, 15. Butter, got it. 5 points for Cooper Amon. 30-23, Schuyler with the lead. Frazier by Schuyler County. They give it to Rainey. Now Baker for 3 on the way. No good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be, I think, on Landon West. Landon West will pick up the foul. That's his first. And Schuyler County will have the basketball with 12 seconds left to play in the half. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy, guarded by Countryman. At the top of the key, gives it to Small on the right wing. Small, step back, 3, no good, way short. Baker off with it, throws a prayer at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, Schuyler County 30 and South Shelby 23. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 14. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Lows dip down to about 7 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 19. 36 Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 21.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County R1 High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Schuyler County leading South Shelby 30-23, taking to the first half, scoring first four Schuyler County. Kayla Lindy with 8 points, Cooper Amon with 5, Devin Small with 6, Connor Smith with 5, and Ryan Ferris with 6. For South Shelby, Landon West with 3 points, Jaden Wood with 5, Case Ratliff with 2 points, Jaden Baker with 4, Chance Rainey with 7, and Eli Carter with 2 points. Schuyler County split 18-14 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored South Shelby 12-9 in the second quarter and lead here at halftime 30-23. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Planning a home improvement project? Always remember that working near electrical wires or equipment can be dangerous. Keep an eye out for and avoid overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. If you need to work near an electrical line, ask your local electric cooperative to disconnect service wires so you can work safely. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Friends at Slayton Polaris want to wish you a Happy New Year. To celebrate, take advantage of the New Year's sales event and start your new year off right with an all-new Ranger XP 1000 at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
And welcome Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Basketball on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Schuyler County leading South Shelby 30-23. In the girls' game, it was South Shelby Ladybirds winning their 14th game of the year by defeating Schuyler County 64-44. South Shelby led in scoring by Miranda Patterson with 23 points. Bella Roush with 14. Schuyler County led by Ashlyn Laws with 10 points. South Shelby led 23-10 after one quarter. Schuyler County outscored South Shelby 13-10 in the second quarter. South Shelby led 33-23 at the half. In the third quarter, it was the Ladybirds outscoring Schuyler County 15-11. And South Shelby led 48-34 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, South Shelby again outscored Schuyler 16-10, and South Shelby wins it by 20, 64-44. South Shelby girls improve to 14-3. Schuyler County girls fall to 14-3. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
It's Lauren. Tax season is quickly approaching, and we've partnered with Jackson Hewitt to bring you some useful tax information. Have you started your own business? Maybe a new side hustle that brought in some extra income? If so, be sure to separate business income and expenses from your personal finances by setting up separate bank accounts and credit cards. Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt. Get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com. That's jacksonhewitt.com.
When a nasty cold keeps you up all night, Vicks NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, which changes a night that sounds like this into a night that sounds more like this. Ah, that's better. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold, medicine. Use as directed.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. And we're at halftime of the boys' game. Schuyler County leading South Shelby 30-23. And coming up tomorrow night, more high school basketball for you on KMM, as Schuyler County will host the Marceline Lady Tigers and Tigers. I'll be on the air from Schuyler County High School just before 6 o'clock with the girls' game. Then on Friday, more high school basketball for you on KMM. As I will go to Green City High School and Putnam County girls and boys playing Green City Lady Gophers and the Gophers. That'll be on Friday night. Then take Saturday and Sunday off. And starting next week, a full week of basketball on KMM. As the La Plata Invitational Basketball Tournament starts, and we'll cover Schuyler County and Putnam County, girls and boys, in that tournament. And as it turns out, all four teams will play on Monday night. They'll have Tuesday off, then come back and play. All four teams will play again on Wednesday night. So since we've got Tuesday and Thursday nights off, Tuesday night of next week, I'll be at Clark County High School. Clark County will host Palmyra. And then on Thursday, Putnam County's not going to take any time off. They're going to make up a conference game or two, and they'll play Princeton a week from tonight, and we'll have that for you on KMEM, and then finish up. We'll play the tournament probably two games on Friday and two games on Saturday afternoon is what I'm guessing right now. As I mentioned during the girls' game, I've tried to count it up what I think ball games are going to have in the next 11 days, and I come up with about 28 basketball games. So we're going to get our fill of basketball in the next week and a half. as we start the third quarter. South Shelby, the basketball is Countryman with the basketball, gives it to Wood in the right corner. Now it is P.J. Smith back to Countryman, top of the key to Smith on the left wing. Smith gives the ball to Rainey in the left corner. Smith on the left wing. Countryman on the right wing. Countryman gives the ball to Wood. Inside it goes to Rainey, almost tied up. Now Wood will try a three. Bullseye. As Jaden Wood with 8 points. And it's 30-26. Scotto with the lead in the basketball. It's Noah Newland on the right wing. Newland with the basketball to Amon on the right side of the circle. Kicks it inside to Ryan Ferris. Ferris on the right block. Back to Wendy. Wendy cut off on the right baseline. Out pops Ferris. Now Cooper Amon will take in the basket, lays it up and got it. 7 points for Cooper Amon. 6 points, Scotter lead. Pressure by Scotter County. As Rainey, Countryman gives it to Rainey. Back to Countryman on the left wing. Countryman inside the arc on the left wing. Back to Rainey on the left wing beyond the arc. To Countryman. To Rainey. Now Wood on the right wing. Smith in the right corner to Wood on the right wing. To the left wing to Rainey. Countryman on the left baseline. Underneath to Smith. Smith in among the trees. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. The foul is going to be on Cale Wendy. So Wendy picks up the foul. That's his first team foul against Scotter County. As Wood will inbound for the Cardinal. Wood gets the ball out to Countryman between the two circles. Countryman, no look pass inside, dotted line, goes to Carter, and a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Noah Newland. So Newland picks up his second personal foul. And again, Wood will inbound for the Cardinals underneath his own basket, gives it to Rainey. Smith in the right corner. Smith gets it inside to Carter. Fall away 10-footer for Eli Carter. Got it. He has four. Back to a 4 points. Got her lead 32-28. Small with the basketball. Takes it to the left wing beyond the arc. Kicks it to Newland at the free throw line. Back to Cooper Amon on the right side of the circle. Amon takes it down the left lane. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And the foul's going to be on Eli Carter. Wait for the official. Eli Carter picked up his second personal foul. So Cooper Amon will be at the line. Amon has 7 points, looking for eight. 5:57 left to play in the third quarter. As Amon eyes it, fires it, missed it. And he'll have another. Still 7 points, looking for eight. It's Cooper Amon. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. So 8 points for Cooper Amon. Full court pressure by Scotter County. Rainey with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Wood on the left wing. Underneath is wide open. P.J. Smith lays it up and in. That's the way you beat a press. So over it. 2 points for Smith. It's a 3-point Scotter lead as Cale Wendy sees an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up and got it. 10 points for Cale Wendy. 5 points, Scotter lead as Smith gives the ball to Countryman across the timeline to Wood. Down the lane and traveled. That was Eli Carter and took one too many steps. So the turnover gives it back to Scotter County. As Noah Newland will inbound to Wendy. Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Sees an opening, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. What a shot by Cale Wendy that time. Scooped it up. Got a reverse scoop up, way up. As Eli Carter down to the block, kicks it out. And now Countryman for three. Bullseye. So Trey Countryman has 3 points, and it's a 4 point Scotter lead, 37-33, as with the basketball trailing small. To Wyatt Ferris to the left wing to Cale Wendy. Now pops Newland, top of the key. As Newland down the left lane, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 2 points for Noah Newland, 39-33. Wood in the backcourt against Pressure. Gives it ahead to Countryman. As Countryman takes a dotted line, puts the shot up, missed it. Buddy drew the foul. And maybe on Cale Windy. Reaches Joel Shipman. Yep, they're going to call it on Cooper Amon. So Amon picks up his second personal foul. And Trey Kupferman at the line to shoot a pair. First shot up, pinballs in, out, and back in. And that's 4 points for Trey Kupferman. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 4:28 left to play in the third quarter. It's Schuyler County 39 and South Shelby 34. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm? Help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Back in Schuyler County, a countryman hits both free throws. They get the ball inside, and Cooper Amon lays it up and got it. That's, again, the way you beat a press. 10 points for Cooper Amon. Wood in the backcourt to Countryman. Countryman straddles the timeline through a no-look pass to Smith. Throws it over his head and out of bounds. So Schuyler County with basketball. It's Cale Windy. Gets it to Trevin Small, and Small will walk it across the timeline. Small has it between the two circles. As out pops Ryan Ferris between the two circles. Now Connor Smith on the deep left wing. Smith gives it to Amon. Now give him go back to Trevin Small. Lays his shot up, no good. And off the rebound, Wood tried to get ahead to Baker. And the pass is slapped out of bounds by Ryan Ferris. Nice hustle by Ferris. So it'll be South Shelby basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 3:45 left to play in the third quarter. Schuyler on top, 41-35. As Wood will inbound. Gets it to Baker at the free throw line, stolen away by Windy. Gets it ahead to Small. Small lays it up, missed it. Would not go down. And the rebound goes out of bounds. The last touch by Brian Ferris. As Trevin Small will check out. And Mason Humphrey checks in. Pressure by Schuyler County. Rainey gives the ball to Countryman. Back to Rainey. Rainey across the timeline. Bounce past the Countryman in the center circle. Dribbles to the free throw line. Fall away 15. Putter got it. 7 points for Trey Countryman. 4 points Schuyler County lead with the basketball. Cale Windy. Gives the ball to Connor Smith on the deep right wing. Now Windy will take it to the basket. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on P.J. Smith. As Smith picks up his first foul. That's two team fouls against South Shelby. Now Durbin checks in and Ratliff will check back in. Out will go Smith and Rainey. Schuyler underneath their own basket. Windy to inbound. Gets it to Amon in the right corner. Amon drives the baseline. Puts the shot up. Missed it. And a foul, I think, is going to be on Wood. So it's going to be on Jaden Wood, and that's his first. Nope, they're going to. Well, they haven't put it all up yet. As Cooper Amon with 10, looking for 11. Missed it. They still got this. Now it's the first foul on Jaden Wood. So Cooper Amon's second free throw on the way. Missed them both. And a rebound. A run down by Ratliff. Ratliff gives the ball to Countryman. Trey Countryman backs off between the two circles. Gets it to Wood on the left wing and the left corner to Ratliff. Countryman at the top of the key. backs off between the two circles, bounce pass inside to Baker. Now they give it to Durbin, back to Baker, little 10-footer, no good. And Connor Smith off of the rebound. Gives it to Amon, to Wendy, and Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy has it between the two circles, takes it to the left wing, sees it opening. Now dumps it off to Humphrey, off glass, missed it. And we have a whistle and a foul. That's three little layups missed by Schuyler County, and Mason Humphrey picks up the foul, and that's his first. A little pressure by Schuyler. Wood gets inbound to Countryman. Kicks it over to Durbin, back to Countryman. It's Countryman across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, looks at somebody, tries to find Baker. And now Coach Armentrout calls a timeout. 2:11 left to play in the third quarter. Schuyler County 41, South Shelby 37, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Back at Schuyler County High School, Countryman on the far sideline will inbound to Durbin. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. And now a bad pass taken away by Connor Smith. Smith will take it to the hoop, missed it. But Mason Humphrey hustled all the way, got the rebound. And finally get it in the hands of Cale Wendy. As Wendy will take it to the right wing. As he is guarded by Countryman. Now Noah Newland for three out of the deep right corner. No good. And Baker off the rebound. Baker to Countryman. Countryman sees it open. He takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 9 points for Trey Countryman. 2 points. Schuyler County lead, 1:30 left to play in the third quarter. It's Cale Wendy. Picked up by Ratliff. Gives it to Humphrey on the right wing. Smith between the two circles to Wendy. Wendy gets it inside. Cooper Amon puts up the shot, missed from 5 feet. And off the rebound, Countryman. So Trey Countryman will bring it across the timeline. Takes it to the free throw line. Now kicks it off to Durbin for three. No good. And Connor Smith off the rebound to Cale Wendy. Under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Mason Humphrey in the left corner. Now pass to Connor Smith for three off the left wing. No good. And Durbin off of the rebound. Durbin now pass to Countryman. Countryman walks it across the timeline, dribbles in the center circle. Now pass to Durbin on the right wing. Now Countryman between the two circles, picked up by Humphrey. As Countryman to the deep left wing, looks for somebody. As he finds Ratliff in the left corner, back to Countryman, deep left wing. Countryman tried to kick the ball inside, a no-look pass intended for Baker, and it's taken away, stolen by Schuyler County, and Baker picks up the foul. So Jaden Baker has his first foul. That's the fourth team foul, and Schuyler County will have 19 seconds left for the final shot of the quarter. 41-39, Schuyler on top. Cale Wendy takes it right down to Cooper Amon. 10-footer, got it. 12 points for Cooper Amon. Now 4 seconds as Countryman launches a prayer. It's no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Schuyler County 43 and South Shelby 39. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty to protect, to serve, to help. They put themselves in harm's way for us. They come to the rescue at times when we need them most. First responders are making enormous personal sacrifices to keep showing up for us and fighting the good fight. Nearly 70% of all firefighters are volunteers. That means when they get injured or quarantined, they may not have a way to pay their rent or keep their family safe and fed. No matter who you are or where you live, when you call 911 and ask for help, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Back at Schuyler County as we start the final 8 minutes. Schuyler up 43-39 with the basketball. It's Cale Windy. Kicks the ball off the small three-pointer on the way out of the left corner. No good. And off of the rebound comes Durbin. As Durbin will bring it across the timeline between the two circle. Finds Smith on the left wing. Durbin in the center circle. Durbin running 10-footer. Missed it. And Trevin Small off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Cooper Amon. Across the timeline, it goes to Small. As Small to the top of the key, still with the dribble, gives it to Amon. Now give him go back to Trevin Small. Put up the shot, missed it. And a foul's going to be on Rainey, I think. Yes, it will. Chance Rainey picks up his third personal foul, tried to draw the charge, and then he moved just at the last minute. So Trevin Small at the line to shoot a pair. First shot by Small up. It's good. 7 points for Trevin Small. As out comes Ratliff, and Eli Carter will check back in. Carter with two personal fouls. Small with seven, looking for eight. Shots up. Got them both. 8 points for Trevin Small. 6 points, Schuyler County lead. Sal Silver with the basketball is Durbin. Gives it to Countryman at the top of the key. Countryman to Baker. Baker around the top of the key to the dotted line. Fall away, five-footer, no good. And off the rebound to Raymond. Gives it to Windy. As Cale Windy will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Connor Smith on the right wing. Smith ball high above his head to Amon right side of the circle. Amon, fall away, 10-footer, airballed it. And Baker comes away with it. Kicks it out to Smith. Smith will wait for some help at the top of the key to Durbin. Now Countryman for three. No good. And Cooper Amon off the rebound. Gives it to Windy. Ahead it goes to Small. As Trevin Small down to the left block. With the left hand. Got it. 10 points for Trevin Small. 8 points. Got a lead. 47-39. A lot of time left, 6:21, as Baker has it on the right wing. Inside to Smith, kicks it back out to Baker on the right wing. There's Countryman on the right wing. Countryman looks for somebody to throw it to. Now Coach Armentrout has to call another timeout. 6:07 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 47, South Shelby 49. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm 5'11".
Barely 5'4".
I weigh about 170 pounds.
Brown eyes.
Blue eyes.
Brown hair.
Gray hair.
I'm a baseball fanatic.
I'm a wife.
A mom.
A sister.
And a grandfather.
I'm a bodybuilder.
I'm a research analyst.
Small business owner.
Teacher.
Dance fitness instructor.
Film and television actor.
I'm an office clerk.
I'm a copywriter.
I'm a veteran.
I have a prosthetic leg.
I have multiple sclerosis.
I have lupus.
Cerebral palsy.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm blind.
And I'm working in a job I love.
I love.
Because I was given a chance.
Because I was given a chance.
To contribute my skills and talents.
To show my disability is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 47-39. Schuyler with the lead. South Shelby with the basketball as Wood on the near sideline. We'll inbound to Durbin. Durbin has it between the two circles inside the Wood. Kicks it out to Smith in the left corner. Smith takes it into the paint. Tried to put up a shot. Blocked by Ryan Paris, and they call the travel. So Joel Chipman. That's the first time all night the officials haven't quite agreed, and Joel Chipman vehemently said no, he traveled. So now a little pressure by South Shelby. Cale Windy dribbles into a double team, gets it to Small. Small kicks it out to Connor Smith. Missed the shot, and Trevin Small couldn't quite come up with the rebound. So it'll be South Shelby basketball, 5:48 left to play in the game. Still an 8-point Schuyler County lead. Durbin will bring it across the timeline. Durbin, inside it goes to Eli Carter. Puts up the shot. It goes down. It counts, and he fouls. The foul's going to be on Connor Smith. That's 6 points for Eli Carter as Chance Rainey gets that check back in for the Cardinals. And out will come Durbin. And at the line, Eli Carter trying to complete the three-point play. So Carter, six, looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 7 points for Eli Carter. Here comes Schuyler in a hurry as Trevin Small has it down the left corner inside to Wendy. Puts his shot up and missed another layup as the outlet pass is taken by Rainey, saved it in bounds, but right to Connor Smith. So Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Smith. Now Trevin Small takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. Took it right down the right lane. And the foul's going to be on Eli Carter. That's his fourth. Third foul on Eli Carter. As Trevin Small, first shot up, got it. 11 points for Trevin Small. As Noah Newland checks out. And Cooper Amon checks back in. So Trevin Small, second shot up, got them both. 12 points for Trevin Small. Back to a 7-point Schuyler County lead. South Shelby with the basketball, 5 minutes left to play. Countryman gets the ball down to Rainey on the left wing. Now Durbin back in the ball game. Takes it down the right lane, kicks it underneath. So Carter puts it up and got it. 9 points for Eli Carter. 49-44, pressure by South Shelby. Small gets it across the timeline to Ferris. To Wendy, puts his shot up and got it. 14 points for Cale Wendy. Here comes Countryman across the timeline. Countryman tried to bounce past the right wing, and it hits Rainey in the feet and stolen away by Ferris. As Ferris, running 10-footer, missed everything. And Countryman comes away with it. As Countryman has it on the right wing, out to Durbin between the two circles. Durbin kicks it inside to Eli Carter, puts it off glass, got it. 11 points for Carter. 5 points, Schuyler County lead. And now South Shelby wants another timeout. 4:05 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 51, South Shelby 46, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Hey, this is Reba McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 4:05 left to play in the game. 51-46, Schuyler up by 5 with the basketball. Frazier by South Shelby. Cale Wendy gives the ball to Cooper Amon. To Small. Small makes a bad pass, stolen away by Durbin, and then stolen right back by Small. To Connor Smith, to Trevin Small. Small, bounce pass to Wendy. Wendy better hurry. Cooper Amon to Small, gets it across to Connor Smith. Now Smith makes a bad pass and then stolen back by Ryan Ferris. As a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Durbin. So the foul's going to be on Jaron Durbin. That's his first 17 foul against South Shelby. As Ratliff will check back in, Durbin checks back out. And at the line will be Ryan Ferris. Ferris on the night was 6, looking for 7. First shot up, got it. 7 points for Ryan Ferris. Back to 6 points, Schuyler County lead, 52-46, 3:38 left to play in the game. Ferris' second free throw up, got them both. Ryan Ferris with 8 points. Now pressure by Schuyler County. Countryman in the backcourt. Bounce pass across the timeline to Eli Carter, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Trevin Small. That's a 16 foul against Schuyler County. As Wood will inbound to Countryman. Gets the ball to Ratliff on the left wing. The Countryman top of the key. Countryman to the left wing. Out pops Carter between the two circles to Countryman. To the right wing to Wood. He'll try a three. No good. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound. Gives the ball to Amon. Amon to Small. Over to Kyle Wendy. Wendy gives it to Smith on the left wing. Beyond the arc. Now Wendy. Hands the ball off to Connor Smith. Smith dribbles to the top of the key to Amon on the right wing. Now Trevin Small to the top of the key. Hands the ball off to Smith on the left wing. Back to Small. Under 3 minutes left to play in the game. As Wendy will take it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. 16 points for Cale Wendy. 55-46, long pass down the floor to Rainey. Puts it off glass, got it. Chance Rainey with 9 points. As Wendy to Amon to Small. Now back to Wendy across the timeline. As Wendy underneath to Ferris puts it up and got it. Gives the assist to Cale Wendy. What a pass from Wendy. Now timeout on the floor. 2:21 left to play in the game. Schuyler County 57, South Shelby 48. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. And in the wake of COVID-19, we haven't been moving enough. An estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. Wherever you are and however you can, movement reduces your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. It improves your brain function and mental health. It helps you manage pain and boost your immune system. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side with expert care to increase your strength and mobility and to improve your quality of life through prescribed exercise and teamwork. Because even in a pandemic, we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit choosept.com.
2:21 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County leading 57-48. Pressure by Schuyler. South Shelby with the basketball is Rainey. Gets the ball to Wood. Ahead to Countryman on the right wing inside the arc. Got off on the right baseline. Wood on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Rainey. Over his head and out of bounds. So Schuyler County up by 9 with the basketball and 2 minutes left to play in the game. Small inbounds to Cale Wendy. Wendy gives it back to Small. Small gives it to Connor Smith across the timeline. Smith gives it to Ferris in the left corner. Ferris one dribble back to Small. Small to the right wing, takes it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. 14 points for Trevin Small. Schuyler County's biggest lead of the game at 11. As Wood to Countryman. Bounce pass to Carter out in the center circle. Back to Countryman. Countryman has it around the top of the key, has it off to Wood. Wood to Ratliff on the right wing. Ratliff in among the trees. And he's tied up in alternating possession. Stays with South Shelby, and South Shelby wants another timeout. 1:27 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 59, South Shelby 48. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 14.
South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Lows dip down to about 7 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday, with daytime highs approaching 19. 36 Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 21.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scottish County High School. As evidently, it was a 60-second timeout. Scottish County still talking things over on the bench. South Shelby boys out on the floor. And as South Shelby called the timeout, Coach Armantrout only had 30 seconds of stuff to say, I guess. And only had a 60 left. So here comes Scottish County. Up by 11 with the and South Shelby will have the basketball as Wood will inbound. Wood looks for somebody. Gets it to Rainey. Rainey gets it back to Wood. As Wood had the ball slapped out of bounds by Trevin Small. So Trey Countryman will inbound on the far sideline. To Rainey, to Countryman on the left wing. Now Rainey between the two circles. Countryman long. Three. Bullseye! Trey Countryman with 12 points. And now another timeout on the floor. 1:13 left to play in the game. Scottish County 59, South Shelby 51. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Scottish County with the basketball as Trevin Small underneath the wide open Ryan Ferris. What a pass from Trevin Small. 12 points for Ferris. 10 points. Scottish leads with a minute left to play. Countryman across the timeline. So Ratliff takes it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. Scottish County just happy to trade baskets right now. Now an inbounds pass stolen by Countryman. Gives it to Carter on the left wing. Now stolen back by Trevin Small. Gives it to Wendy and a whistle and a foul. What a job by Trevin Small to save that ball from going out of bounds. We'll see who the foul's going to be on as Kay and Wendy will go to the line. The foul's going to be on Ratliff. So that's Case Ratliff's second foul. Smith and Ratliff will check out. Durbin checks back in. Wood checks back in. And Cale Wendy was 16, looking for 17. Isaac fires it, got it. 17 points for Cale Wendy. 41 seconds left to play. Back to 9 points. Scottish County lead 62-53. As Wendy, Isaac fires it, missed it, and rebound comes off to Trey Countryman. Countryman across the timeline. Gets it over to Durbin on the left wing. In the left corner to Rainey. Kicks it back out to Countryman on the right wing. Countryman to Carter. Carter back to Countryman. Countryman will fire a three. Airballed it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball with 22 seconds left to play in the game. So Schuyler County is going to win their eighth game of the year. Racer as Cooper Amon gets it into Wendy. Now Amon, now Small. Back to Amon, back to Wendy. And Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Pulls up on the left wing in the left corner. It goes to Ferris. Whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Wood. So Jaden Wood just picked up his second foul to stop the clock. And Ryan Ferris will be at the line, and he'll shoot a 1-1. Ferris, first shot, up, got it. 13 points for Ryan Ferris. 8 seconds left to play in the game. 10 points, Scottish County lead. As Ferris with 13, looking for 14. Shot up, missed it, and fight for the rebound. And out with it comes Eli Carter, down to four, down to three, as Countryman will try a long three. No good, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Schuyler County 63, South Shelby 53. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mo1call.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. It's the final as the Schuyler County Rams win their eighth game of the year by defeating South Shelby 63-53. Taking a look at the scoring, first four Schuyler County. Cale Wendy with 17 points, Cooper Amon with 12, Trevin Small with 14, Connor Smith with 5, Ryan Ferris with 13, and Noah Newland with 2. For South Shelby, Landon West with 3 points, P.J. Smith with 2 points, Jaden Wood with 8, Case Ratliff with 4, Jaden Baker with 4, Trey Countryman with 9, Chance Rainey with 9, and Eli Carter with 11. Schuyler County led 18-14 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored South Shelby 12-9 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 30-23 at the half. In the third quarter, South Shelby outscored Schuyler 16-13. Schuyler County led 43-39 after three. In the fourth quarter, Schuyler outscored South Shelby 20-14. Schuyler County Rams win it 63-53. Schuyler County improves to 8-8. South Shelby boys now 6-11. In the girls' game, it was South Shelby winning their 14th game of the year by defeating Schuyler County 64-44. South Shelby led in scoring by Amanda Patterson with 23 points, Miranda Patterson with 23 points, Belle Roush with 14. Schuyler County led by Ashland Laws with 10 points. South Shelby led 23-10 after one quarter. Skyler outscored South Shelby 13-10 in the second quarter. South Shelby led 33-23 at the half. In the third quarter, the Lady Birds outscored the Lady Rams 15-11. South Shelby led 48-34 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was South Shelby outscoring Schuyler County 16-10. South Shelby girls won it 64-44. South Shelby improves to 14-3. Schuyler County ladies drop to 14-3. So it was a South Shelby Schuyler County split tonight here in Queen City. Again, in the girls' game, it was South Shelby defeating Schuyler County 64-44. South Shelby 14-3. Schuyler County ladies 14-3. And the boys' game you just heard was Schuyler County defeating South Shelby 63-53. As Schuyler County led by Kale Lindy with 17, Cooper Amon with 12, Trevin Small with 14, Ryan Ferris with 13, while South Shelby led by Eli Carter with 11 points. Schuyler County improves to 8-8. South Shelby boys 6-11. Coming up tomorrow night, more high school basketball for you on KMM. I'll be at Scotland County High School for an LNC doubleheader as Scotland County will host the Marceline Tigers. I'll be on the air from Scotland County High School just before 6 o'clock. For producer Dave Bowden from Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors, and they include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they're located in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis.